Today we're going to talk about Golf Sacred Journeys, 7 days at the Links of Utopia. And we'll be telling you why we're talking about this book on this day, a day in which we celebrate the fatal suffering of Jesus Christ as recounted in the New Testament, one of the most well-established facts of ancient history. And again, the reason we can say we celebrate the brutal death of Jesus Christ is because Jesus Christ rose again. Imagine, when you take communion, you celebrate the broken body, shed blood of Jesus Christ, but you do it with joy because of the resurrection. But today on Good Friday, we remember that the best medical minds of ancient and modern times have demonstrated beyond the shadow of a doubt that Christ's physical trauma was fatal. His torment began in the Garden of Gethsemane after an emotional Last Supper. There Jesus experienced a medical condition known as hematidrosis. Tiny capillaries in his sweat glands ruptured, mixing sweat with blood. As a result, Christ's skin became extremely fragile. That same night, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, disowned by Peter, and arrested by the temple guard. Before Caiaphas, the high priest, he was mocked, beaten, and spat upon. The next morning, Jesus, battered, bruised, and bleeding, was led into the praetorium. There he was stripped and subjected to the brutality of Roman flogging. A whip replete with razor-sharp bones and lead balls reduced his body to quivering ribbons of bleeding flesh. As Christ slumped into the pool of his own blood, the soldiers threw a scarlet robe across his shoulders. They thrust a scepter into his hands and pressed sharp thorns into his scalp. After they had mocked him, they took the scepter out of his hand and repeatedly struck him on the head. Now Jesus was in critical condition. A heavy wooden beam was thrust upon his bleeding body, and he was led away to a place called Golgotha. There the Lord experienced ultimate physical torture in the form of the cross. The Roman system of crucifixion had been fine-tuned to produce maximum pain. In fact, the word excruciating, literally out of the cross, had to be invented to fully codify its horror. At the place of the skull, the Roman soldiers drove thick 7-inch spikes through Christ's hands and feet. Waves of pain pulsated through his body as the nails lacerated his nerves. Breathing became an agonizing endeavor as Christ pushed his tortured body upward to grasp just small gulps of air. In the ensuing hours, he experienced cycles of joint-wrenching cramps, intermittent asphyxiation, excruciating pain as his lacerated back moved up and down against the rough timber of the cross. As the chill of death crept through his body, Jesus cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And in that anguish cry was encapsulated the greatest agony of all, for on the cross, Christ bore the sin and suffering of all humanity, and then, with his passion complete, Jesus gave up the spirit. Shortly thereafter, a Roman legionnaire drove his spear through the fifth interspace between the ribs upward, through the pericardium, into Christ's heart. From the wound rushed forth blood and water, demonstrating conclusively that Jesus had suffered fatal torment. Jesus Christ, who spoke and the universe leapt into existence, was willing, literally willing, to lay prostrate in the pool of his own blood before his creation. He was the creator and yet willing to lie in the pool of his own blood because he loved us so much. He wanted a relationship with us, not only for time, but also for eternity. A relationship purchased by his passion on the cross. And those of us who have been redeemed know that Christ is more real than the very skin upon our bones. And we know beyond the peradventure of a doubt that Christ has left us here for a purpose. We have received the greatest of all gifts, and we now have an opportunity to share that gift with those who so desperately need it. God ordains the ends as well as the means, and you are the means through which the Holy Spirit moves in the process of changing lives. And today on Good Friday, we are focused, I might say fixated, on that goal, the goal of equipping God's people to make a difference. The real issue is never evangelism. The real issue is equipping for evangelism. If you're equipped, you will, in fact, have the opportunity to bear abundant, abiding fruit. And so many people that know and love Jesus Christ want to be a witness. They just don't know how. And today I have the opportunity to talk to Dr. David Cook, who is a sports psychologist who has written a book, and that book is in fact a blueprint through which a golfer, in fact someone in any discipline of life, can use a circumstance as an opportunity to make a difference. If you do not have this book, I urge you to call me right now and order Golf's Sacred Journey for a gift to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, 888-7000-CRI. You can also order online at equip.org. You can also order via the mail, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271.